Dr. Pinsky dictating an IME on a male named Noe, N-O-E, DeLeon, D-E, capital L-E-O-N. Noe DeLeon is a 66-year-old man who reports he injured his right small finger at work when it got caught against a block. Period. He did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Period. He had further evaluation and treatment, including surgery, but is unaware of his final diagnosis. But he also had physical therapy, but has completed his course of active treatment. Period. In paragraph, as per the record supplied, Mr. DeLeon filed a claim petition indicating he tripped and fell on 6/1/22 and injured his right hand. Good medical records show he underwent surgery on 6/14/22 by Dr. Marzyk, M-A-R-C-Z-Y-K. Period. He performed right fifth finger extensor tendon repair, comma, right fifth finger DIP joint pinning, comma, for a postoperative diagnosis of right fifth finger extensor tendon laceration. Period. Intraoperatively, there were multiple foreign bodies, including fiberglass, appearing throughout the wound. Period. At least 15 small pieces were removed and sent for pathologic identification. Period. In paragraph, Mr. DeLeon followed up postoperatively with Dr. Marzyk on 6/9/22. Period. At that juncture, he had a significant droop of the right fifth finger DIP joint and a sutured laceration over the dorsum of the middle phalanx. Pretty made a good fist. Apparently, the wound was clean and dry with no signs of infections. Pretty has no active extension of his DIP joint. Period. They discussed further options, including repair of the extensor tendon. Period. And put this in parentheses. I believe this note actually was preoperative, since the surgery was done on 6/14/22. Period. He did follow up with Dr. Marzyk postoperatively. Period. His progress was monitored through 11/14/22. Period. He had completed therapy. Period. He had a PIP joint contracture of the right fifth finger about 30 degrees. Period. Has a fairly rigid DIP joint contracture about 50 degrees. Period. Makes a full fist and has full extension of the MP joint. Period. There was no localizing tenderness. Period. The diagnosis at that juncture was post-traumatic contracture of the right fifth finger, with which Mr. DeLeon chose to live with. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper inspection revealed calciferation of the hands bilaterally. Period. Right small finger extension had a lag of 60 degrees at the PIP joint. Period. Was fixed in flexion at the DIP joint at 50 degrees. Period. Most of the remaining finger joints, hands, wrists, elbows, and shoulders were swollen all times without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Period. Manual muscle testing was 5/-5 for left hand grasp. Period. Using the small finger for pinch grip, he had breakaway weakness. Period. He was tentative palpation about the right small finger, but there was none on the left. Hands, wrists, elbows, normal. Interestingly, he complained of tenderness in the contralateral left small finger with range of motion there. Period. Spine cervical. This is normal. impressions. On 6-1-22, Noah DeLeon injured the small finger on his right hand at work. Period. He was seen by Dr. Marzik on 6-9-22, describing a piece of fiberglass slid across the dorsum of his right fifth finger. Pretty was sutured at the Viking Clinic. Period. He was initially diagnosed with a right fifth finger extensor tendon laceration. Period. He quickly underwent surgery on 6-14-22 to be inserted. Period. He had therapy post-operatively and close monitoring of his progress. Period. As of 11-14-22, he decided to live with his restricted motion. Period. PIP, joint contraction of the right fifth finger, was about 30 degrees. Period. He had a fairly rigid DIP, joint contraction, about 50 degrees. Period. He has full extension of the MP joint. Period. In paragraph, the current examination found similar findings to those detected by Dr. Marzik at the conclusion of treatment. Period. He did have right hand grasp weakness. Period. Pinch grip with the small finger was breakaway weakness. Period. In paragraph, there is 10% permanent partial disability referable to the right small finger. Period. That is the end.